singer. He was a peddler. You know what a peddler is?
Mm-hmm.
All right, he had just come to this country. Huh?
A drummer.
Yeah, you call him a drummer then, but we called him peddlers. All right, this Katz boy's daddy, not his granddaddy, his own daddy, came over here from wherever he come from, Jew. I don't know whether he came from where, but anyway, he was a Jew, real Jew.
He wasn't from this country. He was.
No, when he came over, he came over with nothing. He told this. I've heard him. He would come to my brother-in-law and spend the night. All right, he would come in and walk, and it would be muddy, and he would have a big sack on his back. And I mean, if it weighed 1 pound, it weighed 50. It was 45 or 50. All right, he would open it, and you name it, and it was in that sack that he had carried on his back. He was a good old man. Ralph Katz will never be the man that his daddy and mother were. She was a good woman, too.
Yeah.
All right, he would open that sack, and you name it. Pins, needles, scissors, little combs, handkerchiefs. Oh, it was just like Christmas to us when he'd come. Well, he'd give us all each something for spending the night, don't you see? That was a peddler. That's what they did. That's the way he started his, and he died a millionaire.
Really?
Old man Tom right up here. He died a millionaire, and that's, he's been a night, many a night with my, in the winter. He'd come every winter, and that's sometimes twice, I reckon. But he couldn't, if sales got low, I reckon he'd take his back, pack, and go all over there. Muddy. He always got a good bed and meal, though, at my brother-in-law's. But it was like Santa Claus to us to have that peddler open a pack. If anybody tell you about now, very few people remember that, you know, about that. But it was this Ralph's own daddy up here. And he owns, it's one of the most up-to-date women's shops in Starkville now. They make still, and he's still making money, but his daddy gave, left it here for him. Old man Tom, he had a brother named Ike. Ike didn't do as well as Tom, I don't think, though. Well, what else now have we covered? With pots and pans and privies. All the peas out.
Well, the when you bought meal or
didn't buy meal, honey.
Feed.
We had grist mills. Carried, we raised the corn, and that's the best cornbread you've ever eaten. Carried that corn to the grist mill, and you had corn. You say, you know what a grist mill was? It's two big stones, and they're fitted and turned by hand. A water wheel. If you had a good stream of water, you'd have a wheel that would turn it, and they'd grind that corn. It would either make grits. Are you any kind of Jimmy Carter that you like grits? Man, I love grits too. It would, if you wanted grits, they'd grind, make grits. If you wanted corn meal, you didn't know. I tell you, it's sugar and flour. That's all you bought. Sugar and flour.
Okay.
Made molasses.
When you bought, potatoes or any kind of bag, what kind of bags would things come in?
Didn't buy potatoes.
See, those are real rough kind of cloth.
Didn't buy potatoes.
Bag.
That's all we bought.
Okay. When you pick cotton, you put cotton in a what kind?
Cotton sacks. They have, you'd call a, not denim. Something, there's another name. One is heavy, no, it was thicker. It was thicker than a toe sack. I mean, it wasn't a toe sack, and it wasn't as thick as what'd you say?
Gunny sack?
No, it wasn't a gunny sack. They had a material.
Burlap sack.
Something like a burlap, but that wasn't the name. But you buy it by the yard and you'd make them. Because, you know, they'd be sometime, I remember they would be, maybe 2 yards long, you know.
Really?
If they were good cotton pickers, they'd want a big sack, don't you say?
Do you know where any of those